And increasingly, the focus is on what government did or didn't do.
Yeah, it just the story just keeps getting worse every day. It seems like every day there's more new details, specifically more and more stuff coming out about Minerals Management Service and just how deep the problems are at that agency.
So to speak, what are the deep water or whatever they call that thing? No pun intended. So this report that you have and will be posted on governmentexecutive.com, govexec.com, it cites a whole bunch of violations of federal regulations and ethics rules at the agency's Louisiana office. What does it say?
It says, essentially, that there was a fairly common practice, and this goes back to the 2005 to 2007 time frame, so it's important to note they're not talking about things that have happened recently, necessarily, or things that really directly relate to the BP spill.
Right, although I'm guessing that they're going to be going back and looking at that as well. But
well, that's exactly right. I mean, the Interior Secretary today actually asked the IG to go back and take another look and make sure this kind of thing is not still going on. But anyway, what the conclusions basically were was that there was a very sort of cozy relationship between the inspectors at the agency and the people who they're supposed to regulate. There's a lot of moving back and forth between industry and government, and there are things that are sort of taken for granted as being things that aren't that bad, such as accepting tickets to sporting events and that kind of thing, that go on, that apparently have happened fairly routinely. At least they uncovered several examples of this, and several employees have left the agency as a result.
And there's also allegations of illegal drug use in there as well. So, I mean, it every time you pick up the carpet, there's just more stuff that you find.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's almost, I mean, it's not funny really, but it's, you know, in the course of reading the report, it's sort of like they asked them about these.
If the implications weren't so vast, it would be funny.
And then an employee said, oh, by the way, I took crystal meth with another employee. So there seems to be sort of no end to these issues.
So the acting IG says that her biggest concern is the ease with which Minerals Management, that agency, employees have been moving between industry and government. And this is something that a lot of critics say is the revolving door. This is a big challenge to deal with, isn't it?
It really is. And I think it's going to continue to be the real developing story with Minerals Management Service, because as much has been done, you know, the Interior Secretary came out last week and said we're going to split the agency. First it was we were going to split it in two, now we're going to split it into three pieces to try to deal with these organizational conflicts of interest. But on top of that, it's becoming clear that the agency has a cultural issue in terms of the way it deals with the industry it's supposed to regulate, where that relationship is pretty cozy. And among the things in this report, too, was they had a confidential source who said that in some inspection reports that the companies were allowed to fill out the reports themselves in pencil, and then a federal inspector would come in afterward and write over it in pen. So essentially they were, you know, regulating themselves.
And it seems like part of the challenge here and part of the underlying issue is that the federal government just can't. Where do you find these employees unless you have them and keep them for a long time? The way to get them is from the industry.
Right. I mean, that is a problem. That, you know, it's not as though there are people all over the place with expertise and experience in oil and gas.
Right.
So they tend to come from industry, and as has often been the case, you know, a factor is that industry tends to pay better. So they tend to be sought after to go into industry as well. So it's an ongoing issue.
So, and it seems like a very difficult, unless you essentially train these people from the start, have them offer, I mean, you almost have to develop them very, very, develop employees very, very early and build them and then pay them enough.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. And I think the IG would probably say another piece of it is just making sure that you have the ethics policies and training in place that people understand what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be doing it.
A lot of folks have talked, and in fact, up at Management of Change, they were talking about the idea that it actually helps feds when they go to industry because they get a sense of how the other side works, and it helps industry when they become feds because then they, you know, walk in somebody else's shoes. But it seems like these kinds of things could almost completely undermine any good that comes out of that.
Yeah, you know, I would hesitate to tar everybody with the same brush, and I think that there...
Yes, because that never happens.
There are unquestionably positive things that come out of people learning about how industry works. I think there are specific issues, though, when it comes to regulatory agencies like this. It's one thing to go work for an industry that may do business with your agency and help you accomplish your mission and learn how they see things. But it's another to have too close a relationship with companies that you're supposed to be regulating.
Although we've seen questions about procurements where the conversations were just too close. It's almost like, how do you do this in a form where you want those kinds of conversations taking place, you want those discussions, and yet you don't want it so close. I mean, it's very similar to the challenges we face as journalists. How do we, you know, we have to report on the people that we're covering, and so how do we do that in a fair and equitable way?
Yeah, it is, and it's the same thing where you just want to make sure that relationship doesn't become such that your ability to do your work is compromised.
Yeah, and a lot of issues there, and almost, I mean, a lot of these people have either stepped down or they're going to be prosecuted in some form or fashion, or at least talking about them being prosecuted in some form or fashion. So, I mean, if you're doing illegal things, people, they will go after you, so don't do illegal things.
Yeah, it's sort of, in a way, astonishing to me, some of these things like the accepting of gifts and the sharing of pornography on office computers, that I almost slap my head at this point and think, do people really not get that that's a bad idea? But it seems to continue to happen.
Yeah, the pornography on office computers just completely baffles. I mean, really, you can't wait the 8 hours to get home.
Right.
You have it streaming into your house. I'm not making a judgment here, but don't do it at work. They're watching you.
Yeah, it's a complete mystery to me why people. I just think there's a segment of people who think when they're in their own office on their computer that it's somehow a private activity. It's the only explanation I can come up with.
Oh, my goodness. A personal computer. Everyone always says they hate that term, personal computer. It's not your personal computer. It's a work computer.
Yeah.
But I get the sense that there's going to be some long-term ramifications here. Do you share that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly at MMS, there's going to be, I think, a serious look at how this agency operates. Obviously, they're already taking certain steps to reorganize the agency, but I think there's going to be even more to come on that front. And it'll be interesting to see if it spreads to other agencies because, it's not as though MMS is the only agency that has these kinds of issues associated with it. When these things happen, I always think, okay, it's one thing, it's good to go after the agencies that are in the headlines. What about the other ones we know about that may need, I mean, should we be out there now dividing up certain other agencies and looking into their potential conflict of interest issues? It would be nice to see government be proactive about that.